are go David Magae o buella jalo ba magale sotha fa re tla bore buisana le ene ka nthla e go akaretsa le nthla tlhagisweng ke bagi ba moretele kwa masepalong wa moretele kwa Mathibestad ba tshwenngwa ke dibokotse go tweng di fitlhetse mo metsing a rebolelwang bagi kwa kgaolong e o me ba magalisota ba tlhalosa gore ga go bua maruri mo dipegontse and as I said David Magae is on the line with us but we'll start with David ka nthae ya kwa Hartbees poor dam and conclude ka this situation ya kwa Mathibestad. David, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Mukhaping, and to the EFM listeners.
So as an entity of the Department of Water and Sanitation, you were mandated to deal with the problem of high thin. Is that how you call it, or high sin?
High sins, that is how it is pronounced.
High sins.
Correct.
Yes, and has that task commenced?
Well, it is indeed true, Mukhaping, that the Department of Water and Sanitation has reached out to Magalis Water as a reputable and credible bulk water service provider with a number of years and experience in the water sector to assist the department in trying to find a long and lasting solution regarding the condition of the RTBS port dam, which has been in the news for a number of years. So it is true that we have been engaging with the department in that regard to come with some form of a plan, which has been investigated scientifically to deal with the evolving situation, which has had quite a bad impact on the ecotourism of Madibeng and particularly the Hartbees Port Dam.
So is this the resource management and remediation plan you're talking about?
That is true, my brother. What has happened after the department had written to us formally to request us to come on board and assist them with the issue regarding the Hartbees Port Dam, what has happened was that Magalis Water had then to go on to ground to do extensive research, to do investigations, and try to understand at face value as to what the problem could be.
Sure.
And a plan has been put together, and that plan has already been presented to the Department of Water and Sanitation for them to have a sense of the direction, the sense of the strategy Magalis Water wants to employ in trying to deal with the condition of the dam. And as it is, we have received feedback on that plan, which also is going to be presented again to the Minister for final ratification. So as soon as the Minister gives us a heads up to say we are happy with the plan, considering all of the inputs and all of the concerns we as a department we would have raised, then Magalis Water will march full steam ahead to then deal with this hindsight that has been linked to the Hartbees Port Dam. But it is important, Modise, to highlight at this stage that we are dealing with a complex problem, and as a result we are having a multifaceted plan which has a number of remedies, a number of trials, a number of tests, which over time will indicate the kind of approach that we need to take. In certain instances, there is a possibility that we may be dealing in resolving with the current issue facing the dam with a specific approach. Another challenge or another thing that could happen with the passing of time is that you may have a combination of solutions in dealing with the high sites that has been linked at Hartbees Port Dam. And this comes as a result of one of the things that we have already picked up is the pollution that we find at Hartbees Port Dam. A lot of people don't know that the dam is actually connected to a natural resource that other people in Gauteng are using. And upstream, you've got a lot of people who are polluting the stream that leads into Hartbees Port Dam. It is a bit of a complex problem because it is a combination of issues that has led to the dam being in the current state. And most importantly, and which is what is worrying us, is that the water that we then need to treat is of poor quality as a result of the effluence that we receive from Gauteng,
Led
to the pollution that comes with those that are making those unpalatable actions of polluting natural streams in the neighboring province of Gauteng.
So there were reports earlier this month, if not late last month, of fish deaths in Hartbees Port Dam, David. Is it because of this high synth?
Well, I need to put this disclaimer. We were not actively involved in that specific incident in investigating what could have caused the death of the fish as reported. But from our understanding and having, as I said, assessed the condition of the water in Hartbeespoort Dam, we can deduce that pollution, this hindsight that we are talking about, the lack of the natural processes that we know of, such as photosynthesis, which should allow for evaporation, oxidation, as well as, you know, the break of oxygen in the dam water, could have contributed to some degree to that incident that you are talking about. But I must emphasize, we are not actively involved in trying to understand what the issues were with that particular incident. But from where we are sitting, having studied, having a better understanding of the condition of the dam, we have an idea of a number of variables or contributory factors that could have led to that situation.
Sure. And moving further away from Madibeng to Moretele, but still within the Bojanala District Municipality, there were complaints of worms that were found in water supplied to the Matibestad community. Have you looked into that complaint? What did you find?
We have, and we had acted swiftly as soon as Moretele local municipality reached out to us as one of our bulk customers, relating an incident of worms being present in potable clear water that was not colored, that did not have any odor. And as soon as we received the complaint into the past weekend, we conducted a series of investigations, including going to the addresses where these worms were reported. We took samples, we tested our own water treatment plant, Klepdrift, which supplies the Moretele local municipality. We did test along our own bulk distribution line into Moretele to make sure that between the plant, the distribution, as well as the reservoir, could there have been any possibility of any other foreign or alien things that would have entered into our bulk system. And our results have confirmed that Mahalis Water still produces water that exceeds the industry standards as per the provisions of SANS 241. However, what we then discovered after doing samples of our own water and the water that we had collected at the residents' houses, we found that at the complainant's house, what actually had happened was that the hose pipe that is normally used for a number of domestic activities had worms inside. And as the hose pipe was connected to a tap, the pressure that came from the tap then pushed the worms out of the hose pipe, which would inadvertently create an impression that we had been pumping water which was infested with worms, which was not the case. But we are vindicated again because we believe in our own expertise to providing water that exceeds the industry set norms and standards. And the report has validated and vindicated our position to say wherever we are as a water board, the water that we distribute, particularly potable water, is safe for human consumption.
David, thank you so much for speaking to us. David Mahaye is speaking for Mahalis Water.